All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys, as always, that attorney Stan McDonald is indeed your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Stan McDonald, 30-year practitioner in the practice of law and a longtime conservative, sponsor daily of the Right Side Way. Tell you more about Stan here momentarily. So I got to say, you know, in the wake, and listen, we're still talking about it. Why? Because it's earth-shattering, but in the wake of Charlie Kirk's death, some of you may be wondering, have we lost something? Is there still what I would call a sense of strength and honor out there right now in America? And my answer to that is yes. You may recall one of the most epic movies in modern history, Gladiator, with Russell Crowe. Crowe played the part of General Maximus, whose leadership was revered by his troops, and in the early moments of the movie, he was leading his men into battle. He was a frontline general. And as he mounted his horse to go in to join his cohort cavalry, he looked down at his subordinate field commander and he said, "Strength and honor." And his man repeated it back to him, "Strength and honor." Two words that mean a great deal just by themselves, but when they are taken together, they embody so much more. Strength and honor. I would dare say that strength and honor is what America has been known for throughout its history. But I'm going to add another phrase to the mix, and that's selfless service. Selfless service. If you've been around the military for even a hot minute, you may recognize the words selfless service as being on the list of the Army's seven core values. It ranks up there with things like loyalty and duty and respect and honor, integrity, personal courage. Selfless service. It's easy to spend a few minutes on social media these days and wonder if there is still much of that left in modern society, and I'm here to tell you that there is. Selfless service, I would say, is actually marked by the idea of putting other people first, of acting on something without the expectation of reward, of showing dedication to something that you consider bigger than yourself out of a sense of loyalty, commitment, duty. And there's no preconceived intent for recognition, right? Only the sense that a thing or a moment or an instant requires something of you, and it may be that you have to place your own well-being aside for the greater good. In today's often narcissistic society, where skulls full of mush are mollycoddled to find their own truth and avoid trigger words, you have to wonder where it is. Where is the generation that exhibits strength and honor and selfless sacrifice? And then I heard a story yesterday that I'd never heard before. A true story. A true story of selfless service that goes beyond anything I've ever heard about the events of 9/11, whose anniversary was just last week. A story about selfless service and what it means. And that story is about what was then a 28-year-old female fighter pilot whose call sign was Lucky. Lucky. On 9/11/2001, Lieutenant Heather Lucky Penny was an Air National Guard F-16 pilot assigned to the Washington, D.C. National Guard's 113th Fighter Wing. And like the rest of us, she was immediately on alert as the World Trade Center towers were struck, and then the Pentagon. And then it became known that one other plane, which we now know as Flight 93, had turned around in mid-flight. It was on a path to D.C. and not responding to calls from air traffic control. The mission that Lucky and her wingman were given was like something I'd never heard of before. They were told there was no time to arm their F-16 Fighting Falcons. They were to immediately launch and try to ram the plane in midair. So speaking later about it, Penny said, "I remember how crystal clear the blue skies were that day. There's so many moments that I remember with such clarity that I can touch and taste and feel and hear and smell every detail from that day." She said, "But what strikes me the most because of how omnipresent it was throughout the entire day was the deep, clear blue skies." And she recalls, "We knew our nation was under attack when the second plane hit the World Trade Center." Well, by the time Penny and her wingman, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Sasseville, had gotten into the cockpits of their F-16 aircraft at Andrews Air Force Base, they already knew about the planes that had hit the Pentagon and the towers in New York. Their mission at that time was to prevent further damage, in particular damage from the flight known as United Airlines Flight 93. So Penny went to arm her F-16, but like I said, there wasn't enough time. She and Sasseville had to get in the air. The plane was on the way. She said, "If we took off on this mission, Sasseville and I, he was the flight lead, and we were successful," she said, "we were not coming home." When Penny and Sasseville left Andrews Air Force Base, their aircraft launched without any missiles on board. And they had embarked on what amounted to a suicide mission. Without missiles, the two pilots were prepared to actually ram their own aircraft into Flight 93 in order to keep it from causing any damage to the nation's capital. Can you imagine taking off and knowing that was your mission? Talk about selfless service. She said, Actually, it was her wingman, Sass, who said, "We didn't have any missiles. We were on a suicide mission." And they planned it all out. Sass said he was going to ram his aircraft into the cockpit where the terrorists were flying from. And Penny said her job was to take the tail by ramming her aircraft into the tail of the plane, basically on a kamikaze mission. And they did it without hesitating. Her wingman actually said, Sass said, "We had gotten a call from the White House Joint Operations Center. They could see the picture. They knew that Flight 93 had turned back, and they basically asked if we had any airplanes that could go up the river, and we said we would do it." In describing it later, both pilots said the mission actually made perfect sense to them. Perfect sense. Perfect sense. A plan to ram another plane in flight at the risk of their own lives, and it made perfect sense. And it was what they were being asked to do. Again, Penny said, "We knew what we needed to do. We knew what needed to be done. There were no tears. The prayers, to be honest, were just, 'Dear God, don't let me mess this up.'" And that's because of how important it was and the potential consequences if we were not successful, she said. The passengers on board Flight 93, though, they did eventually rise up on the inside of the plane. They thwarted the hijackers, and if you recall, ultimately the plane crashed in the field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, about 130 miles northwest of Washington. All of that happened, though, before Penny and Sassville could get there, but they didn't know it at the time. They were on their mission to selflessly sacrifice themselves as needed, and she was just 28 years old at the time. Look, honor is not something you do. It's not just a presence. Honor is something you actually give. Honor is something that an honorable person extends to others to raise them up and make them aware that they are appreciated, even loved. Romans 12:10 is a passage that specifically says in the NIV version, "Be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves." There's that selfless sacrifice. The Hebrew word, which we most often translate into English, the word honor actually means to give weight or to bring glory. Strength and honor are exemplified in selfless sacrifice. And while not every sacrificial moment may end up in death, the fact is that it may cost you something, and yet it's the higher calling that is considered what Penny called a mission that made sense. And I'm telling you, these folks are still everywhere. Yeah, Charlie Kirk was a man who was willing to go places and stand up and say things. But what I think we're going to wind up seeing is in his sacrifice that we're going to see any number of other people who are going to find missions that just make sense, and they know they have to do it now. Some will be veterans, some are highly decorated, some are going to be businessmen or women. All of them are going to be people who, though, have no idea what it means except that they have to do it. And we got to pay more attention to them. We need to sit and listen to their stories and be able to look them in the eye and say thank you before it's too late. But more than any official recognition, though, is the simple fact that we just need to be aware these people are still out there. They are. Maybe you're one of them. And I would encourage you, when you see somebody do something, something selfless, something that sets themselves aside so that somebody else can gain, thank them. Ask them about their lives. Listen to their stories if you tell them. We have heroes among us. We actually do. Just look, I'm betting there's some in your own neighborhood, men and women of strength and honor who give of themselves sacrificially and selflessly. Strength and honor are missing a lot today. Our culture has indeed been stigmatized, brutalized, beat up, but it's still there. It's still very much there. I see it here and there. I know you do too. I know it's there. I may be a bit jaded or frayed around the edges sometimes, but America, in my opinion, is actually coming back to its senses right now. It's like watching the sun come up. It just gets a little bit brighter a bit at a time. There's a sense right now of what I would call a reawakening. Like a bunch of tired old warriors sitting up a bit straighter when somebody reminds them how heroic they used to be back in their prime. That's where America is right now, sort of finding itself. And the old warrior is surprised and humbled to find out the next generation actually wants to hear what they did. As a nation, America is waking up from what I believe is a 4-year slumber. Strength and honor are coming back. Selfless service is on the rise. Yes, those people are still out there. Don't doubt it for a second. Get off of social media once in a while. Just get off of it. Because right now, all the keyboard warriors, they are not the representation of what America really is. America is strength and honor. America is selfless sacrifice. And those words embody who we are and how we treat others. It's our reputation. It's our legacy. It's an absolutely must be for our future. Strength is necessary. Honor is everything. Selfless service is the epitome of both combined. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.